I'm Freddie Fox for Agata Radio, and I'm sitting here with Ian Lawson, the coach of the junior men's quad. So Ian, you are yourself an athlete, and how has that influenced your coaching style, do you think?
I think you have a better idea of the pressures of racing, how you're going to tackle the training, and just carrying things forward, and you know, a little bit of inspiration, hopefully. And hopefully the athletes realise, I've got the experience of racing, know what it's like, and you can carry that, and they can trust in you, and you have a little bit of an idea of what they're going through.
And so you are yourself a sculler, and you've been, we're here at Eaton's Lake, and you're the head coach of the Eaton School, Eaton College program. They're a sweep program. How different is it from going from sweepboard rowing to sculling? Is it the same kind of fundamental things, do you think, that you coach?
Yeah, I think you're looking for the same sort of things. So my coaching experience is nearly all in sweep. I've come here with the sculling group, but most of my rowing experience is with sculling rather than with the sweep. So hopefully a little bit of complementary sort of style and experience there.
Yeah, well, it's been very successful. You were straight through first in your heat, your boys, to the semi-finals. Now, we've been hearing earlier on from some Canadians talking about their selection procedures. There were 8 girls going for 4 spaces in the junior women's 4. How different is it for the GB juniors, for those who aren't from Britain or listening in from all around the world? How does the selection go on to wear a GB vest at the junior worlds?
Well, start with the sweep and the sculling and have a look at them in the small boats. Start with a single for the sculling, pairs for the sweep group, and then go on to look at them in doubles and the quads for the scullers, and in Coxton, Coxless Falls for the sweep group. And then this year we went away onto training camp with an idea of a group, but not necessarily a strict ranking, and we're able just to swap people around and look what works as crews, rather than saying top 4 will go in this boat, the next 2 in that one. And it just allows you to sort of blend the crew together and see what you need, rather than going off exactly the results that you've got necessarily. Also, it just wasn't time for us to get a complete ranking of athletes.
Sure. And you've got 4 scullers. Are they all from different clubs? Could you just introduce them maybe and tell the listeners kind of where they're from and how they came together and when?
So Lewis Sloan is Windsor Boys. He lives not very far away. Trains on the river, literally 200 metres from where we're sat at the moment. And Jack Beaumont, also local, slightly in the other direction from Maidenhead, but they're the sort of local boys. Luke Moon, who's from King's School Canterbury and does a lot of rowing down at Leander as well, so he's only a few miles down the road. And Marcus Bowyer from Exeter.
Great, so 3 local boys and 1 from Exeter, which is quite far away, but compared to some of the people in Canada who have come from thousands of miles away, they're kind of relative locals. We're just seeing another sculling group coming past. So who's this, Ian, and what are you looking out for when you see maybe your competitors coming past?
Well, I think you've picked the good one there. Just seeing the Germans who we beat yesterday winning the rep. Quite convincingly, they're looking good. So from our point of view, that's good news. That's what we want to see. We're looking pretty smooth. I think that's, from our point of view, our perspective, that is really good news there, watching the Germans dominate the field there in the rep.
So as a coach at a junior event, how much of your job is to think about the other crews, and how much do you think is to and plan tactics, and how much is to make sure that your crew is performing at their best, do you think?
Well, we'll be process orientated, so we're looking to do certain things in our racing, row in a certain way, and do certain things in our race, and that's going to be 90% of the race, 95% of it, setting out what we want to do. We can't affect the other boat's speed. We can only control the controllables, and that is our boat. So if we can get 95% of the race will be that, the other 5% will be looking at what's happening around us and responding to that as and when, or if we actually need to. Yesterday, pretty lucky, we were able just to row our own race, and that got us into the right position, and then we're able just to cover the Germans.
So in that spirit, do you have any advice as the coach of a very successful international sculling quad here? Any advice to either coaches or athletes how to approach racing in maybe not such a big event in their local regatta? What kind of 1 or 2 things would you say could really help bring off an A performance, do you think?
I think you need to be very clear and concise with what your aims are. And I think, looking from a technical point of view, there's only going to be 2 or 3 things you can actually concentrate on going down the course. Get the 2 or 3 things. If you can work out what they